For all the noise, fake news, and distractions doing their best to dominate the scene these days, two simple truths are beginning to come into focus. Number one, coronavirus was at least possibly created in a government-run lab in Wuhan. This much, the very real possibility and increasing likelihood of a government-run biolab point of origin for coronavirus has even been reluctantly acknowledged as legitimate by the same free speech-hating, censorship-loving, technocratic control freaks who are banning and deplatforming people for daring to talk openly about such things just a few months ago. Now even they are allowing open discussion of coronavirus having originated in a government-run lab. That's point number one. Point number two, governments and their corporate sponsors in big pharma and big tech are now fervishly pushing experimental gene therapies and other rapidly rushed drugs under the umbrella of vaccines made to combat what may well be a government-made virus. Have you ever heard of problem-reaction-solution? Before I get into the problem-reaction-solution equation and how it might fit here, if you appreciate content like this, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Okay, now let's think about how governments often go about manipulating people into a certain course of action. First, the government creates a problem. Say, just hypothetically, a new pathogen or bug that is the product of gain-of-function research, which is a type of research aimed at making bugs more dangerous to people. Then, the government fuels a fearful reaction to the problem that it created. Like, again hypothetically, having media and system-stamped experts promote fear and even panic in the population by covering the new bug in as apocalyptic a manner as possible. Then, government offers a solution to the problem that it created. With the hypothetically government-created bug on the loose and government-directed media fanning the flames of fear and panic, a government could come in to save the day by rushing something like an experimental gene therapy or other vaccine-type products into production. The same government could then hypothetically do everything within its power to compel people to run out and get jabbed with the experimental drugs as soon as possible. This is all theoretical, of course. I'm just spitballing here, just thinking out loud, which is something we can still do here in the land of the free and the home of the NSA, right? I want to be clear about the hypothetical nature of what I'm saying here. These are just questions, hypotheticals that seem to have some value right now. If government made coronavirus, and if government and its corporate owners have made the experimental gene therapies that they're now trying to compel everyone to take immediately in order to combat what could be a government-made bug, then what would that tell us about the government or governments involved? What would it tell us about their corporate sponsors? What would it tell us about big pharma and big tech? What would it tell us about their view of us, and what would it say about their plans for us? These are perfectly legitimate questions that more and more people are asking and answering. And that's a very good thing. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and lies promoted as truth, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.